As we enter a new era.
Couldn't stop him. He keeps going forward.
History.
And I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
Happens here.
Isn't it nice to win?
Here. Nice to win.
This is News Talk 97.3. The Sky. The Sky.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It's Monday, and we are live in the studio. That's right. Working hard for you. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy MLK Jr. Day. Happy Inauguration Day. It's 6:08. Time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, I gave you the top story there. Inauguration is today at noon. It's going to be held inside. A little bit chilly to do that out of doors. So that'll be the case for that. However, even though it'll be, it's going to be chilly here in the Gainesville, Ocala, North Central Florida area. So an event scheduled for inside anyway is going to warm the hearts of people even more to know that they're going to be inside. And this is the city of Alachua putting on an event that is free to the public, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Legacy Park in Alachua, and they're going to have Vicky Winans performing there, and she is, Grammy Award, 6-time Grammy Award nominee.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
NAACP Image Award, and she's going to be also delivering a keynote speech, and there's also going to be food involved. Yeah, so you might want to participate in that, and that is City of Alachua today, 10 to 1 at Legacy Park. All right. Football action. Boy, some heartbreakers over the weekend. But, I really thought the Lions had it going on this year. Really did. But they fell, and fell hard, to Washington, 45-31. And the Eagles, yesterday, they beat the Rams 28-22. That was a great game. So that means Washington versus the Eagles Sunday at 3. Winner goes to the Super Bowl.
I was kind of surprised to see you actually come in this morning. I thought maybe you'd be in mourning over the Lions, or, you know, I wasn't sure if you'd really make it or not.
No, because hashtag bad luck bandwagon Bob turned things around with the Eagles winning.
Right. Okay.
Remember, it's Dad Detroit, Mom Philadelphia, me Tampa Bay, but
true.
I love all those teams.
Right.
So it was easy to jump on the Eagles bandwagon.
Okay. That's
but
right. Yeah.
I did them a favor and did not post anything about it before the game.
I saw that.
Yeah. And I did that on purpose because I'm like, no, I'm not having good luck this year pushing my team, so I am just going to sit back.
Because can you imagine? Because they would know, because they would find out that it was all because you had posted that.
I know. That's my fear.
Boy, that would have been bad.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you also had the, the Chiefs beat the Texans, and then you've got the Bills beat the Ravens. Gosh, that was another great game. So those two face each other. Chiefs, Bills, Sunday at 6:30. Winner to go to the Super Bowl. So that kind of lays it out there for you. And, of course, you got the big game tonight. Ohio State and Notre Dame for the national championship.
Yeah, a lot of that going on today. Man.
There is. And then we had some freed hostages, some movement there. Mm-hmm. And here's like a weird twist to these hostages, and I don't know if you even saw this yet, Greg. Each of the hostages released by Hamas, the three in particular,
right,
were given a bizarre gift bag before they were handed over to the Red Cross. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I did miss that.
While the terror group released an equally strange propaganda video documenting their return, the bags contained gifts and souvenirs, which included photos of them in captivity.
Oh, my goodness.
A commemorative photo of Gaza itself, and some kind of certificate.
You are a certified former hostage of Hamas.
Suitable
for framing.
Isn't that just
odd? Bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
All three hostages, Romy Gonin, Emily Damari, and Doran Steinbrecher, were filming, loaded into a car. Then, without a word, a Hamas terrorist handed each a paper bag with the group's crest on it.
That's really odd.
Like a souvenir.
Yeah, of you being held hostage.
Well, maybe not being held hostage. Maybe, hey, you didn't. You survived it. you made it out alive. Because how can you I don't know how much material you want
again soon, you know.
Yeah, that reminds you of probably a lot of stuff you suffered through and saw and experienced and what was going on around you. Apparently, without choice, you know, the women were filled smiling as they held up gold-gilded certificates bound like high school diplomas. And then they were whisked away by an entourage of armed mass terrorists. Like, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Throw it down on the ground right then?
Right.
They'd be like, anyway.
We're keeping you. Yeah.
The hostages described the gift bags as a cynical game, apparently intended to manipulate them. In the rest of the video obtained by the Times of Israel, the Israelis were seen being driven through the streets of Gaza City in a ramshackle motorcade of gun-wielding terrorists, while crowds of citizens mobbed the vehicles, pounding on the windows and were chanting in Arabic. Wow. Just that so bizarre. And, of course, we'll continue to follow that whole scenario and situation because remember what now President Trump said when he was the incoming president, they're not all released by the time, you know, I am inaugurated, there's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah.
So today at noon, the inauguration begins.
And of course, on this date, 1981, going back to the Reagan era, is when the Iranian hostages were released.
Well, that's right, because it happened right after the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. So, wow. Gosh, how many years ago? 1981.
So, yeah, minutes after he was inaugurated, they let him go.
Wow, bizarre. Apparently, President-elect Trump's going to be sworn into office using two Bibles. Yep. Double blessed.
There you go.
One was given to him by his mother, and the other one was the one that President Abraham Lincoln used in his own inaugural ceremony in 1861.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's historic. That's very cool.
Apparently, Trump's mother gifted him a Bible. It was in 1955 to mark his Sunday church primary school graduation at First Presbyterian Church in Jamaica, New York.
Wow.
Trump's Bible is a 1953 Revised Standard Version. He'll also be sworn in with a historic Lincoln Bible, which I mentioned. Apparently, a former President Barack Obama at both of his inaugurations and Trump at his first, they all used that. All right.
That's interesting. A little tidbit of history.
And then when it's time to get to work, Trump promises to sign over 200 executive orders. We'll dig into some of that coming up today on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's definitely a bit chilly this morning, but we'll make the best of it because it's what we always do on every Monday, making Mondays great. 97.3, The Sky.
Dana Lash.
I don't know how Doge is going to be successful.
The Dana Show. Now, 10 p.m. night.
If Republicans can't even take seriously the first test of their commitment to reducing government spending.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Chilly start to the morning, but let's make it a great morning. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:20, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Inauguration Day, celebration, well, the actual, I guess, the actual pomp and circumstance event begins at noon in D.C. at the Capitol, and it will be, I think it was a wise decision to hold it indoors.
Oh, yeah.
If it's chilly here, you can imagine what it's like there. And today, Greg was just telling me off the air that we might not see 50 today.
Yeah, may not.
That's crazy. So what else is going on? Well, the foundation of the whole day is Martin Luther King Day. Now, an op-ed from the editorial board of the New York Post lays out some pretty interesting points. If Martin Luther King were alive this year to celebrate his 96th birthday, what would he have to say about the nation's contentious racial landscape? Black Americans still face real inequities. Right. Look at the huge number of crime victims, disproportionately black, generated by terrible progressive policies around public safety, or the willed decay of America's public schools, once an engine of black social mobility, the erasure of all standards in order to conceal the failure of unionized teachers to actually teach, still in all, America is a far different place from the nation that saw King felled by an assassin's bullet in 1968 when he was just 39 years old. We've seen a two-term black president, Barack Obama, and a black vice president, Kamala Harris, who became her party's presidential candidate, something that even King likely thought even his children would probably never see. Black Americans routinely serve at top levels in the cabinet, Supreme Court, and the Senate, as well as in the House, governors. Indeed, race is no barrier at the ballot box or to holding elected office.
Right.
Now, such progress surely would cheer Dr. King. It was a long time coming, and it came about because the civil rights movement fundamentally transformed America's sensibility. Born in the churches of the South, the movement challenged America's moral sense of itself. It did so through moral power, nonviolence, an appeal to faith, a call for civil disobedience of unjust laws, and a plea for full equality. King accomplished his goals not through coercion, but by persuasion, and by demonstrating the all-too-frequent barbarity of those who sought to maintain injustice. It's no wonder he entered the American pantheon for what he achieved in just 13 years on the public stage. But he likely would be dismayed at today's America, and not only by the injustices that remain, he'd be pained that while young black Americans are no longer barred from schools, they are too often denied a quality education. We suspect he'd also be distressed by today's discussions about race and the near impossibility of honest dialogue, and the insistence that of too many on labeling any who disagree with them as racist. He'd have cheered the passion, maybe, of Black Lives Matter movement, and equally surely would have issued strong words when the group's leaders turned the millions they solicited in the name of justice into their personal piggy bank and ignored the moral obligation to avoid violence that harms the cause. A supporter of Israel, he'd be profoundly troubled by the abandonment of the Jewish state by many who were his allies and supporters, especially as anti-Semitism rages across campuses and the streets of America's cities in the aftermath of October 7th, an event that he would have been lonely in the vanguards of the left for condemning. And he surely would be pained that we have yet to fully realize his dream that people be judged solely by the content of their character and not on the color of their skin.
I always wondered what he would think about Jesse Jackson, who looks for every opportunity to go in and in his mind, I guess, take care of injustice, but yet really going into communities and stirring the pot and making things worse every time something happened that involved race, because it's all about race.
All while lining his own pockets?
Yeah, there's that.
Yep. Uh-huh. So, anyway, ultimately, the op-ed piece concludes, Martin Luther King's legacy is that he managed to combat injustice by appealing to Americans' highest aspirations. And that is why the nation rightly celebrates him today.
I like that.
But, yeah, the whole DEI thing.
Yeah.
As it begins to collapse, and it has for the most part, he would have celebrated that, but I think he would have been highly troubled about it's being pushed to the forefront as something that was acceptable to begin with, because it's, you know, the antithesis of everything that he shared with us and believed in and stood for. But here we are, and here we are.
And what do you have seen through BLM early on? I wondered about that too, because there are a lot of us that got that early on were like, okay, no, this is not. It's not what you're making it out to be. The money is not going to where you say it is. The goal is not really even to help the black community. And members would even say so. It was basically, you know, they had their own agenda, but it really had nothing to do with helping the community as a whole.
Well, as it turns out, it was much like many of the other race baiters, race stirrers, Reverend Al Sharpton types. Mm-hmm. It was a means in which to enrich themselves, and by using an issue that there's some truth to it for sure, but they took that issue and utilized it for a way to make money. And really no change coming from it. Of course, in the very beginning, things were exaggerated. You know, George Floyd, I mean, people didn't want to hear the truth about that guy.
No.
I mean, the bottom line is, of course he didn't deserve to die. And you have to start there. Of course he didn't deserve to die. However, to try to pretend like he's a heroic figure is absurd. But, I mean, you can't tell other people who they can make their martyrs or heroes, mm-hmm. but... You know, at the end of the day, clearer minds have to stay focused and not emotional, and that turned into utilizing emotion to push an agenda, but really it never really changed anything per se.
No.
In fact, if anything, it did a lot of damage to public safety by defunding some mm-hmm. police organizations, and the people who let that happen, shame on them.
Yeah.
All right. So it is Martin Luther King Day. It is Inauguration Day. There's a lot to talk about. Also, early voting has already begun in a special election, one of them to replace Congressman Mike Waltz. We'll dig into all of these things and a whole lot more coming your way. Stay warm, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy and the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast wherever you normally get them. Just click on subscribe.
Is Sky News.
Senate confirmation battles.
The Department of Defense under Donald Trump will achieve peace through strength.
Trending stories.
The increasing wind event is upon us.
And why they matter.
Gavin is largely incompetent.
Breaks my heart. People are suffering and struggling.
The mayor is largely incompetent.
What worked? What didn't work?
What they've done is terrible.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3. The Sky. To the full 4 years of Trump's second term.
We're going to make America great again.
Complete coverage and what it means. What it means here.
Thanks, Sky.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Got a big ball game coming up tonight. Ohio State, Notre Dame, 7:30. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Hotlanta, which is not really hot right now.
No, it's not.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:38, the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We are here live. It's alive, barely. We are here. For many people, it is a holiday. If you're fortunate enough to have it off, well, enjoy, enjoy. It is Martin Luther King Day. It's also Inauguration Day.
It's a busy day.
Well, yeah, and Trump's going to be busy even after the inauguration. Oh, in fact, he'll probably get a lot busier with over 200 executive orders on day one.
Better give him a wrist brace.
Yeah, that he is going to start to push, get some action done. The agenda, what Trump should do in his first 100 days, and we'll get into that a little bit. But I'm just hearing about this little... Vivek mm-hmm. and Ilhan maybe not going to work together, and that Vivek is out.
Really?
At Doge.
I heard this.
Well, this was on townhall.com, and it was dated 8:05 p.m. last night. Many saw this breakup coming. I'm not sure they expected it to happen so soon. Ilhan and Vivek were supposed to be co-leads, had the Department of Government Efficiency, Doge. But it sounds like Vivek won't be part of the Doge revolution.
It would be tough, though, I think, for a couple of people like that to... You need a head of something, you know?
Yes, you need... Yeah, ultimately, for someone to kind of take... the lead, and with two successful people like that, it might not be easy.
I think a lot of folks kind of questioned that part of it. Well, either is great, but having, yeah.
So anyway, reportedly rubbing the rank and file the wrong way and unwilling to do the heavy lifting behind the scenes. Hence, That's why Donald Trump and others have been trying to create new opportunities for him, like pressing the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, to name him the vacant to fill J.D. Vance's empty Senate seat. This came from CBS News.
Interesting.
Vivek Ramaswamy, President-elect Donald Trump's choice to co-lead the Department of Government Efficiency with entrepreneur Elon Musk, is expected to soon step away from the task force, CBS News has learned. Ramaswamy intends to announce a campaign for Ohio governor as soon as the end of January, multiple sources confirmed to CBS News. Ramaswamy apparently had no comment. People close to Musk had privately undercut Ramaswamy for weeks, frustrated with his lack of participation in the heavy lifting, according to sources familiar with the internal dynamics. There's been friction between the incoming rank and file, Doge staff, and Ramaswamy. So apparently he was subtly encouraged to exit.
Okay. Yeah. Better to do it now and get it done and move on.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to shuffle and move some of the pieces around, that's fine. Vivek has worn out his welcome. Now, that's from a person close to Trump, allegedly. You know, those things go.
Yeah.
But Ramaswamy did recently meet with Ohio sitting governor Mike DeWine about the state's Senate seat left vacant by J.D. Vance.
Okay.
But on Friday, DeWine announced he is appointing his lieutenant governor to the post. So not sure where that leads us with what Vivek's role may or may not be moving forward as it relates to the Trump administration.
Interesting.
So that will be interesting. We'll see how that goes.
But it's kind of like when you see people who, you know, they've sent out the invitations, the wedding is planned, and they know going in, this is not going to work. And they go through it anyway, and then just cut bait, as they say.
President-elect Donald Trump suggested that he would be issuing pardons for people who had been involved in the riot at the Capitol on January 6, 2021. And this was during a rally from Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Just yesterday, Trump spoke about how he had assembled an all-star cabinet consisting people such as Pete Hegseth, who was nominated Secretary of Defense, you know, Tulsi Gabbard, nominated Service Director of National Intelligence, Pam Bondi, and to serve as Attorney General, to end the weaponization of our government and restore the impartial rule of law. Oh, this is so important. She's so incredible. Pam Bondi will be an outstanding Attorney General. And I totally agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, yep. As we would see as we're, you know, taking down the Christmas tree, time to remove the garland.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did.
And apparently that is kind of, well, the thoughts of many, including myself. Good riddance.
Yeah.
AG Merrick Garland roasted after video of him leaving DOJ goes viral. Yep. And while receiving massive applause from staffers and other government officials, it has received a massive wave of backlash online. And Garland was celebrated by a long line of department personnel on his way out. Footage shared by DOJ on X shows. In the 2 days since it's been posted, the video has received just over 9,000 likes compared to over 12,000 overwhelmingly negative comments like, dude belongs in prison.
Wow. Subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Byron Donalds from here in Florida slammed Garland's DOJ for attacking parents, Catholics, and political opponents. Quote, his DOJ attacked concerned parents, attacked religious Catholics. His DOJ attacked political opponents. His DOJ was unprecedentedly weaponized. This disgraceful era of brazen political lawfare is finally over.
Nice.
Yep. Well, good morning. Welcome. Stay warm because it is a chilly start. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can download it free. Click on subscribe wherever you normally download your podcast, and that way you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. All right? We've got a lot more to talk about, including a poll. People describing the Biden legacy in one word. Interesting. Hmm. No, that's not the word.
Oh, okay.
Details coming up. 97.3, The Sky.
The Sean Hannity Show.
You know, everybody on fake news CNN hates Trump.
Afternoons at 3.
Yet one thing they've not been able to accomplish, separating Donald Trump from the base that no other political candidate has.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah. Happy Monday. A very special Monday. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's Martin Luther King Day. Yep. Also Inauguration Day. Yep. Something we do every 4 years in this free country of ours. And it is going to be, by all accounts, a spectacular event. Begins at noon today. Somehow Greg's and my tickets lost in the mail, perhaps, but that's okay. No hard feelings.
Yeah, so we decided just to go ahead and come into work. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's how dedicated we are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it's deep. It's a lot deeper in here than it will be if you're wishing for snowfall, that's for sure. But yeah. It is possible, apparently, in the north central Florida area over the next, 48 hours. All right. One word to describe what the Trump administration is, what's the word to describe what they're going to be up to? Busy. Mm. They're going to be busy. Executive orders, at least 100. I think the president wants to get to, perhaps even 200. So he'll be very busy signing those things. And then on Friday, he's going to visit California. Now, I don't know what he's going to say, but I would imagine he is definitely going to put things in their proper place in terms of priorities. He will call out, mm-hmm. you know, I think the bad decisions that have been made in terms of government around Los Angeles. You know, whether it's, the head of the fire rescue, the mayor, whether it's whoever's in charge of making sure that these reservoirs got built. What happened? What happened when 11 years ago the voters approved building new reservoirs, and they never got built. So, yeah, there's problems. Now, he's got to have a sensitive side to him. There's a lot of loss of life. And so, of course, you want to be sympathetic to that. So, you know, try to get across your points. And that's where Speaker Johnson comes in and says, yeah, of course, there's going to be a lot of aid for the folks in Southern California. However, there's going to be strings attached. Oh, I'm sure they'll be given a list of mandates of what to use the money for. You just can't give a bunch of Democrats a bunch of money and expect them to do the right thing with it. That is not anomalous with how they've behaved, especially over the last 15 years or so. So no, you can't do that. That's how they got this kind of trouble. I mean, one of the stories is one in six of their fire department vehicles. Now, that could be fire rescue, could be ambulance, could be ladder trucks, all that. Okay.
Right.
One in six in a yard awaiting repair.
Wow.
So they have that kind of repair backlog. When, remember, it was the mayor that pulled $17 million out of the budget last year. You wonder that if some of that was applied to repairing the vehicles, how many more vehicles would have been available? How many could have been pre-staged? But again, a lot of that doesn't matter if there's not water. So as a priority, that really needs to truly be properly identified and then, most importantly, properly addressed. And it has to be a get it done with a sense of urgency. So, yes, it is going to be very busy. That would be the word to describe the Trump administration. A word to describe Joe Biden's legacy?
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
Nothing.
That's not my opinion. That's what a poll said. Americans who participated in a recent poll appear to view President Joe Biden's time in the White House as a big nothing burger. Wow. Not even a juicy, cheesy nothing burger. Just a bland, small, dried up nothing burger.
That's not very appealing.
No.
And it wasn't, was it?
It was not. And Americans, finally, their palates wisened up.
Yeah.
A poll conducted by the Daily Mail and JL Partners, over 1,000 registered voters, asked how they would describe 82-year-old Joe Biden's time in office. And the results are arranged in a word cloud. The most common answers stick out at the center. The most popular answers are economy, inflation, infrastructure, and yet the same word nothing stands out when the responses are split by political persuasion. In other words, doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, if you're being honest, the legacy, what legacy? The legacy is really nothing. And that's probably being kind.
Yeah.
Because really, the legacy to me would be, I think, something he'll go down in history as the president who unleashed the open borders on us all. And Americans became the victims. And he didn't care about American lives that were lost through fentanyl, through trading in human beings, and through allowing some of these people with mental illness to come in, people who had been in prison, people who committed felonies, murders, rapists, all of that. He should be remembered for that. I can't imagine something that is really one action, opening the borders, wreaked so much havoc on the American population. It's frightening. And the national security issues haven't even come to roost yet. But are there people planning and stuff? Well, more than likely they are. I mean, when you make the border that wide open, you're going to get a special brand of bad people who want to harm us coming in. That's exactly what happened. More to come on 97.3 The Sky. Happy MLK Day.
Inauguration Day.
He made history.
Trump.
On day one, I will terminate every single open border policy.
A historic new America.
Drill, baby, drill.
Happens on The Sky.
And we will immediately begin a brand new Trump economic boom.
A new way.
Great country with low taxes and strong military.
This.
We have a window of opportunity.
Is.
And we've got to be ready to govern.
It.
And we've got to be ready to lead.
News Talk 97.3.
We're going to turn this country around so fast.
The Sky.
The Sky.